thank you so much to Jazz on a Saturday, another fantastic and smooth show. And you're now listening to She Oscillates on 3CR Community Radio. This is Lou, and I'll be bringing you through the next hour and a half. And as you can tell, we're going to be playing some sort of pop punk, mostly out of Orange County, because while I've been tossing the dice and had about three different shows set up for today, I'm going to do the one I've been dreaming of, which is to play you a whole bunch of Kim Shattuck from The Muffs. That was her very first release with The Muffs. Not bad, hey? We're going to go now to a completely different track from her self-titled first album, The Muffs.
Tomorrow. 3CR.
That's the Muffs from their debut album, self-titled. It came out in, oh God, oh no, what year was it? It was something like 89, 1990. And the band was a four-piece originally, featuring two members of the Pandoras, an LA band who were all female. They were kind of like hair metal, but all women. Anyway, the bass player from that band, Kim Shattuck, started up her own band. And the rumor is that she heard someone say that the Red Hot Chili Peppers were like the LA band, and she was so horrified at the idea that she had to start her own band, and now we have the Muffs. I was very sad to hear in 2018 when she passed away of ALS, and it actually hit me a lot harder than I realized. She was one of many women in the LA scene in the 90s that were just, you know, shining stars. She's the songwriter, she's the lead singer, she plays guitar, lead and rhythm all at once. They became a three-piece very soon after the first album came out, so she literally did it all. And I guess she was just a much bigger influence than I ever realized. I also was always really annoyed with her at how good her songwriting was, which I'll talk more about later. So I never bought more than her first two albums. You know, when you think, oh, they've only got two or three good songs, the rest of the album's rubbish. And no, actually every single track is great. So after she passed, I did deign to buy all of her other records, and they were incredible. And for the show, I did prep some new stuff. So I've got some of her later stuff from bands that she had in between, sort of like after slash during the Muffs. I'm not going to play the Pandoras. They were fairly well known and you can look them up, and they didn't have so much of Kim's musical influence from what I can tell. But I will be playing a little bit of some bands like the Coolies, who she did have quite a bit of influence on, and some demos and other stuff that has come out. After her passing, there were several tributes in LA. She grew up in Orange County, born in Long Beach, so very much a California girl. And she actually, I'll tell you more about how much she influenced the scene. Why don't we go back to playing their very first release, which was a 7-inch on Ogogo Records. So Bruce Milne obviously recognized their genius very early on. And we opened up this show with side A from that 7-inch, the track Guilty. I'm going to play you now the B-side. Let me quickly look at it. It's called Right in the Eyes. So thank you, Bruce, for releasing this and for recognizing such a great band. This is the Muffs, Right in the Eye.
You're listening to summer programming on 3CR.
I don't like you and I won't pretend to now. We'll be right back.
3CR, here to stay.
That's brand new to me. I've actually never heard that track. I was just looking at the CD going, what? Bonus tracks? What? Hang on. The Muffs' second album, Blonder and Blonder, which has a story behind its name, I bought it originally at Ogogo Records in vinyl, a 12-inch, bright red. It was super cool. You know that it was... It's from the original era because it's really thin. If you've noticed, vinyl they release these days is super thick. It's really nice, like it would be really hard to shatter. But back in those days, in the 90s, they weren't such great quality. But gee, the colours were great. And so I bought the CD in the last couple of years, and I've just noticed it had all these extras on it. So I thought I'd play one I've never heard before, and that was Penny Whore, a demo from Kim Shattuck of the Muffs. You're listening to 3CR. This is She Oscillates. I'm Lou. I present during summer, usually a femme-leaning, non-binary, femme-identifying show. This year, I'm just going for whatever I feel like. So last week was a whole bunch of Japanese stuff, and the week before that was... Boston, the Boston music scene, which was pretty incredible back in the 90s. But I couldn't play the Muffs because they ain't from there. So this has been great fun. So as you can tell, Kim has a pretty good sense of humour. Penny Hoare, I think, shows that. We will have a few other demos later. Some of them might actually be on this CD. I had no idea. Before that, we heard from a flexi disc. Do you remember those? You had to put a 50-cent coin on their little 7 inches. You had to play them at 33 RPM and put a little 50-cent coin on it so that it wouldn't move on the turntable because they're so thin. They're thin like paper. If you're ever wondering and short of a 50-cent coin, your key fob for your keys, you know, like to get in the driveway, will work. Just tried it. Worked great. And that was Goodnight Now. You can usually figure out the titles of a Muffs song, that's true. Before that, we had Red Eyed Troll. And before that, again, we had Big Mouth. Big Mouth's actually quite a well-known song. It's come out recently from a band called the Linda Lindas. They are another LA band, but they are a bunch of teenagers. They started when they're about 11. They're probably about 15 or 16 now. And they did a fantastic cover of Big Mouth, as well as a few other covers. And they have written their own really incredible songs, the Linda Lindas. They're actually named after another great band from Japan, the Blue Hearts, whose song Linda Linda was one of their massive hits, and they're named after that song. Anyway, I'm fully digressing, aren't I? I just thought I would play some of the more aggressive songs I do love from Kim Shattuck. She always gets out the sort of aggression when I'm driving home from work, or, you know, if I'm thinking about a childhood school bully. Put on some Muffs and scream my way home in the car, and it always makes me feel better. She's so straightforward. Her lyrics are always so clever. And now that we have the internet, I actually have a chance of looking up the lyrics and finding out what she's really singing instead of the made-up shit that I was coming up with. Excuse my language, I apologize. So next, we're going to do some of her more melodic tunes. She's not all, you know, ready, set, go. She actually has some lovely ballads as well. So I'm going to start now with Don't Waste Another Day.
I see it in your eyes. All the love.
things about me. I'm not afraid of what you say or do. It doesn't hurt me. I'm telling you that I'm completely turned around and feeling like I should. I'm really, really glad and really, really, really happy and I'm feeling good. I'm really, really glad and really, really, really happy and I'm feeling.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM.
And slowly that track's finishing out. You're listening to She Oscillates on 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM, or 3cr.org.au on the digital webs. You can actually go back and listen to all the shows. So if you heard something amazing, for instance, on Jazz on Saturday, or if you missed last week's Hot Damn Tamale, which is coming up after me, Werner will be on after me at 7, you can always go back and listen online. There's apps, all that stuff. But we, you know, we archive a hell of a lot of it. Even if there isn't a podcast of the show, you can actually get your hands on these tracks. Both of the She Oscillates shows that played in the last couple of weeks have been uploaded by the staff. They're back from their Christmas break. And so you can go online and search the summer specials and you should find two episodes of She Oscillates online. If you're interested in the playlist, get in touch with us, reception@3cr.org.au, and we can send you a copy of the songs that we played. Because I don't always back announce everything, this show in particular. So we're in the middle of a Muffs special, which is a tribute to Kim Shattuck. I've realised pretty much my favourite female guitar. I don't know. She's my guitar hero. There you go. We just heard Become Undone, which I've never heard before. I'm finding all these secret tracks on the CD version of their album Blonder and Blonder. I said that I would tell the story of the title, but apparently Courtney Love was wandering by and saw Kim Shattuck's new hairdo, which was very, very bleached white, and she went blonder and blonder because between Kim and Babes in Toyland and Courtney herself, everyone was going blonde, but apparently they'd all gotten a little bit blonder than Courtney. And so that became the title of their second Muffs album. And there's even, I'm pretty sure somewhere on one of their albums, there's a voicemail that Courtney left for Kim. Very odd voicemail. So, Kim was right in the middle of it, but didn't tend to get the kind of attention that I think she deserved. I've heard stories later that MTV just couldn't handle the idea of a screaming woman. They could handle Courtney Love because she was married to someone very famous. But I don't know, like... Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe there's just a whole bunch of guys out there who are like, nah, only men can scream. There is actually a band now called Screaming Females, so I wonder if MTV plays them. Before we heard Become Undone, which was a B-side off Sad Tomorrow, their massive single, which was an MTV Buzz single with a massive, you know, video, and they used to spend like $500,000 on shooting videos at the time, and I'm sure they then charged the band for it because that's what record labels do. But they never really got attention beyond that. Before that, we heard a track, Really Happy, Really, Really Happy, which is from, let's see, what year did I figure out this album it was? The Really, Really Happy album came out. Got many digital devices going on. Not my favourite thing anymore. I've gone very analog. I can't find it, but like I think it was around 2010. Oh, we're still in the singles. That's why 2014 that album came out. And I'm going to play another track off that in a minute as well. She just kept writing incredible music. But as we get closer to 2018, you'll start to hear particularly her vocals starting to slur a bit. She had ALS. I think it's also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Which, you know, it seems to have taken down an awful lot of really incredible musicians. Still no cure. And so there was a massive tribute concert for Kim, March 2020. And incredible bands turned up, like fellow LA band Red Cross, Veruca Salt, That Dog. And just like a slew of incredible bands came to play and raise money and awareness for ALS. And it was actually a long time before I think people were able to really process that she was gone. And it took a while before we started to see the tributes and the records coming out. There's a couple of fantastic records that came out posthumously. She had an album that was about to come out. Like, it came out in 2019. It was scheduled to come out, called No Holiday. But I'm not going to play any tracks from it because, as I said, you can hear from her vocals that ALS was getting pretty advanced. And it just kind of makes me sad. But there is a new and improved Kim Shattuck Demos 12-inch that came out, which was super cool, and I'm sure there's tribute albums coming in no time. I don't think she's going to be forgotten by the people who are really part of the scene. But what I'm going to play now is, I mentioned that the band had a really strong influence on musically on other bands. And the Muff's self-titled album, it actually came out like, I don't know, 89? It came out before Green Day's Dookie. Was it Dookie? And when they interviewed Billy Ray, he admitted that the Muffs were a huge influence on Green Day and their whole sound and the way that they wrote songs. And when you think about how many bands have come since, you know, Offspring and pretty much the whole pop punk scene off the back of supposedly Green Day, really it was Kim Shattuck that came up with that whole sound. She was influenced by the Mersey Beats. She really liked really interesting chord changes. You know, most bands, they do the really cool chord changes during the chorus, and then the verses are just really super boring. But she was like, no, it's going to be amazing chord changes all the way through. And so she just came up with these incredible songs. There's a story that she said she was sitting on the beach just playing guitar. She had a tape recorder and she would just play for hours until she came up with something that she really liked, and she'd wake up the next morning going, oh yeah, that's pretty good. And another song would be born. So what am I going to play next to demonstrate that? I go super aggressive. I was playing a few of the sort of more 50s kind of Buddy Holly feel tracks earlier. So we heard Baby Go Round and End It All. But we're going to know... now into I Need You. I couldn't quite remember how this track goes, but it was pretty aggressive, but in a fun Muffs way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always forget how short that song is. It's a stupid joke from the Muffs. And before that, we heard Beat Your Heart Out off their Hamburger compilation EP. Album. I think it's a compilation. There's a lot of original stuff and then some of the weird stuff that I've played that's a bit rarer. So maybe a kind of, yeah, rarities and B-sides. I'm not sure. Before that, we heard Won't Come Out to Play and I Need You. I really like these tracks. And what was the other one? Pick on Me. Don't Pick on Me. I feel like Kim very much knows how to channel her inner 9-year-old and just write those great lyrics that make you go, yeah, leave me alone. It's a lot of fun to just, you know, stomp around and, you know, sometimes when no music's good enough, nothing will change my mood, I put on a Muffs album and by three songs in, I'm happy as a clam, screaming my head off, having a great time, not sad or angry at all anymore. And that's what music's for, right? I thought I should probably mention the other members of the band. I mentioned Melanie originally, who was on the first album, Melanie Vammen, but the longtime bass player, Ronnie Barnett, we just heard him screaming his heart out on that last track, Stupid Jerk, and Roy McDonald plays drums, and they're both incredible. I mean, it takes an incredible rhythm section to really, you know, bring out a great rock band, and they are top quality, top class musicians. So what shall I play next? So many goodies. I'm going to... Yeah, I'm just going to play some favourites. I was always a fan of Oh Nina. It's the first song I heard that was really openly about a girl that wasn't straight. So here you go. Here's from the Muffs, Blonder and Blonder, second LP, Oh Nina.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to summer programming on 3CR. To check out our summer grid, go to 3cr.org.au/summer specials.
Hi, this is Courtney. This is not like a bad thing. It's not like I don't like you or something, because I do. Because I think your band's cool. But I swear to God, I'm going to tell you this one fucking time, and I want a retraction. I just read Fizz. I did not steal the dress from Babes in Toyland. I loaned my dress to Kat, and she went to England wearing it to every fucking show. I stole that dress from Christina Amphlett way back in 1981. So, I mean, this really needs to be cleared up, I swear to God. I did not steal it from this. Fuck it, what do you think me and that band are having a huge feud about? She stole my dress. So I had to switch to the white dress. From that one dress, I had to switch to the white dress because she pretty much pissed all over the first dress. So that's why I got annoyed about the white dress, because it took me about a year to figure out about the white dress. You know, so I just want to clear that up, okay? It's not a bad thing. It's like I'm mad. I just want to make sure that, it's clear. Kat stole the dress from me. I started the dress. All right. Check you later. Good luck with everything. All right. Bye.
Bye.
technical glitches? I see no technical glitches. I may have played that song twice, but it's definitely worth it. Red-Eyed Troll from the Muffs Blonder and Blonder LP. Before that, we had a song called Rock and Roll Girl, which over Christmas, a friend invited me over and we watched a whole bunch of movies, and they were kind enough to force me to watch Rock and Roll High School, the film, which stars the Ramones. And I just thought it was going to be, because it's like 1981, I thought it was going to be pretty awful. But I think that song depicts it pretty well. It's basically a friendship of two girls who just love their rock and roll, and not the shit stuff either. Again, sorry for my language. The good stuff. Also, I apologize for the lack of language warning before. I played that answering machine message from Courtney Love, and I really should have known that she can't not use the F-bomb, so I do apologize. That was not intentional at all. But yeah, Courtney's known for leaving very strange answering machine messages, and I thought since I mentioned it, I should actually play it. That was from their Hamburger maybe compilation, sort of compilation rarities. We're nearly done. Verna is in the house, ready for Hot Damn Tamale. It's going to be another great Saturday night with him. So I've just got a couple of tracks left to go. This is going to be I definitely didn't need to be playing anything twice, because there are so many tracks I could be playing. You know, I discovered the Muffs on Triple R. The graveyard shift would have, you know, random people, probably still does, playing in the middle of the night. And I always used to wake up at 4 a.m. I don't know what it was. Maybe a neighbor used to have a job that made them get up early. And I would turn on the radio and I heard Everywhere I Go, which is one of the first tracks I played at the start of the show. I was just in love. It took me a long time to get the money together to go and buy the LP. They didn't have the CD in store, so it had to be the LP. And, you know, it's the rest is history, I guess. I do apologize. There have been a few technical glitches in the show today. It's using technology. Technology is not my friend. But I didn't bring all of the CDs, and I really should have. I should have brought all of the CDs and all of the vinyl to make my life a lot easier. But them's the breaks. You've been listening to She Oscillates. This has been a Kim Shattuck tribute show. I'm going to close out with a couple of tracks from one of the Whoop-De-Doo album, which was from around, 2012. And if I get a chance, I will play from her other band, The Coolies. We'll see how we go for time. Thank you so much for having me. This is Lou on She Oscillates. Enjoy 3CR. Have a great night, everyone.
Achtung! Hier kommt die USA. Lass sie ihr haben, wenn sie ihr wollen, so zäh, so zäh, so zäh. Gib es ihnen direkt zwischen ihre Augen, zwischen den Worten, zwischen den Linien. Und hast du es gelesen? Hast du es gelesen?